Shumari Articles, Article Number 229, Kisei Haman, the Pockets of Man. In the matter of eating the mantash, these triangles, these cookies that are called man's Kisei Haman, that are called, and Baras Olam said that because one is obligated to psuma bepuria, to drink in Purim, until he will not be able to distinguish between whether between Aman and Mordechai, then we eat these Kisei Haman. One is to reach a situation in Purim when he will not be able to see the difference. The matter of Chochmah will not be felt in him. That he does not know how to clarify and what to clarify. That everything is in such a unclarified situation that there is no difference between Haman and Mordechai. But before Purim, something that is not clarified is a bad situation. But in Purim, Purim is called when a light comes and clarifies all of the vessels. And that's why after we clarify all of our vessels, there is no difference between Achap, Galgalta, and Naim, and all the kinds of Achap, what is purified and what's not, everything is corrected. And that's why the sign for it is drinking. There is a drinking that we drink before correcting the vessels, and there's drinking after. And drinking and being drunk after clarifying the vessels. And Purim is a sign for receiving the entire Ol Chochmah that is called drinking without a limit. We receive this Ol Chochmah without a limit because all the vessels are corrected. So one has to come to a situation that is called Purim, when his entire vessels are clarified and he can receive Ol Chochmah in order to bestow, which is the sign of Gmar Tikkun. And that's why we eat these Kisei Haman, these cookies, in order so that we remember that Haman did not bring us more than Kisim, meaning pockets, that are called, meaning Kelim, the will to receive Ol Chochmah, or spicy drinking. That's the Ol Chochmah is a sign for alcohol in this world. And not Pnimiut. Pnimiut means in order to bestow. It means that only the vessels the Haman can receive from Haman, and not his intentions in order to receive that he had, because Haman wanted to receive the light of Chochmah prior to correcting and clarifying them. This is our will to receive when it is not corrected. Then our will to receive is called Haman. Without the light, they are called Pnimiut, eternity. The intention there in order to bestow. Because the greatness of the vessel of reception are in the authority of Haman. The entire will to receive Ol Chochmah is under the authority of Haman. He is a sign for the entire vessel of reception, and Mordechai is a sign for the vessels of bestow. And that's what we have to extract from it and to join Galgalta Ve'enayim. But in order to attract the lights, we cannot attract them with the vessels of Aman because we lack intentions in order to bestow. And they can be done by the vessels of Mordechai, which are the vessels of bestow. But on the vessels of reception, we had restriction. And it is clarified in the writing, and Haman said in his heart, who would like, to whom the king would have liked to do good except from him? It means that really the vessels of reception are destined for the Ol Chochmah, and the Creator wishes them to be corrected, and he wants the vessel of reception will be filled. And of course the Creator thinks about Haman, because Haman is the most important thing in the Creator's eyes, and not Mordechai, because the creation is the vessels of Haman, and we have to fill the creation, the creature, with the vessels. And this is why, and that's called a true will to receive, and this is why he told him to bring the dressing that the king wore, and the horse on which the king rode. Everything that is connected to the vessels of reception, and might be received only in the vessels of Aman, but truly the vessels of Aman are not called vessels of reception. To receive a thing, they cannot receive anything because of the restriction. But he has only a will and a chisaron that we can use, and a lack that we can use. Meaning that he knows what to demand. That's why it's written that the king told Aman, take your dressing as fast as possible and the horse, just like you've spoken, and do this to Mordechai Hayudi. Meaning that by taking your vessels, the dressing and the horse, meaning these dressings, these correct dressings, and the horse, meaning the entire will to receive upon which we ride, but on the will to receive, you will put Mordechai, the intention in order to bestow, and then if the combination will be right, meaning not Haman, the intention in order to receive, what we have to do to Haman is to slay him, is to slaughter him. But the will to receive, not the intention. If we'll take the will to receive, which is Aman, and the intention, which is Mordechai, in order to bestow, we'll put the intention in order to bestow on Haman's chisaron, on the horse, then it will be called Mordechai Hayehudi. That by this, he'll be able to reach the unification of the entire creation to the Creator. That's called the lights of Aman in Mordechai's vessels. Meaning, in vessels of bestow. Meaning that we join the vessels of reception and we clarify their intention in order to receive. We cut the intention in order to receive from these vessels of reception. We join them to the intention in order to bestow, and then we use them. Then we can use it. When we can use it without a restriction, it is called Purim. When we can use it as much as we want, it is called Purim. And that's why we drink in Purim as much as we can, to receive the light of Chokhmah in our corrected vessels.